Hi, this is Cameron Burke interviewing Joey Atala, a Northeastern University student. First, Joey, I'm going to ask you to give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project. Do you consent to this?
Yes, I do.
And if you don't mind just stating the time and date.
It is 4:14 p.m. on Sunday, September 20th, 2020.
All right, so what were your initial thoughts to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, I had heard rumors early March, and I wasn't thinking too much of it until it was a couple weeks into March where I saw the cases start to exponentially grow. And at that point, I had kind of convinced myself that this was going to be a real issue, but I didn't know exactly the scale of like how much it would take away. But yeah, I'd say like early March was when I first realized.
And so how would you say that this pandemic has impacted your life?
Well, there are a couple things on a personal level. One, I had some family visiting around the time when the cases had started to get like really bad, and they ended up having to stay for 4 or 5 months. And I'd say the house was pretty hectic. I'd say there were some pros and cons to it. The pros being you just have more people to talk to, more people to interact with when there's already such like minimal interactions. Mm-hmm. But the cons would also be sometimes you just wanna like have the house to yourself, like have like the normal schedule that you were on pre-COVID. So things definitely got a little bit hectic, but I'd say it was better for the most part. And then I also missed out, of course, a lot on my like senior year. Mm-hmm. Graduation, sports seasons was a big thing for me. I was really looking forward to playing lacrosse that spring season. And even after like school got canceled, we had the opportunity to play in a tournament. And I was feeling pretty optimistic about that. But then that got canceled, and that's when it kind of settled in, like, I guess, like, everything is kind of being taken away from us. But yeah, I think what I disliked the most was, like, the pity I got from older people, I'd say.
If you don't mind just elaborating on that, if you feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, of course. 'Cause I think a lot of seniors knew, like, yes, this was it, it's time to move on, but you'd always have like your elders saying, oh, I feel so bad for you, I feel so bad that you didn't have your graduation and this, but at some point you have to put it past you, and when people keep reminding you, it just kind of makes the situation a lot worse. So that was something that really annoyed me. Yeah.
And how did you feel about not having graduation? Like, did it
Of course I felt like pretty crappy about it, but the sports season was a little more mm-hmm. Like a deeper sadness for me, but all of it was like obviously pretty like disheartening, but at some point I just moved past it. I lost a lot of hope. I know that sounds pessimistic, but yeah.
So you didn't have, like you said, you didn't have a graduation, but what did it look like? Did you have a virtual graduation? Did it happen like semi in person?
We had a virtual graduation. Mm-hmm. We tried a lot to get some in-person graduation, but that never went forward. So we had a completely virtual one where the school set up this presentation on one of the local TV channels, and it all felt very like forced and not authentic, so I didn't really think too much of it. I mean, I appreciated the effort, mm-hmm. but that, like, even some sort of in-person would have meant a lot. But of course, I guess that, like, you have to weigh your options, and I guess the school decided it would be best for that virtual one.
And were you able to celebrate with your family? I know you said that you had a lot of family in your house. Were you able to do that with this virtual graduation still as well?
Yeah, we all watched it together, and it was a nice moment, yeah. I'd say.
what is one thing that you miss most from like previous life before, mm-hmm. Before March, before this all impacted us?
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty generic answer, but just like not having to be conscious when you go outside and mm-hmm. just like social gatherings. And also, I'd say I didn't follow all the quarantine rules exactly the entire time, which I think a lot of people did as well. But when I did kind of break the rules a little bit, there was always this burden and guilt that, like, if something does go wrong and I do bring it back to my family, it's just something that's always on your mind that obviously wasn't there pre-COVID. So, yeah, I guess that's what I miss most, just not having to be conscious.
Yeah, and that constant guilt there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Joey, I think that is all we have for today. Thank you so much for consenting this interview, and I hope everything goes well in the future.
Thank you.